the 24th day of Adar, the portion of the Tanya is in the middle of Perek Lamed Zayin 37. It's on page Mem Zayin, or on the bottom, page 170. It's the second half of the Perek. Until now, the Rebbe has explained how in the performance of a mitzvah, the animal soul which performs the mitzvah, the strength of the body that acts on the mitzvah, the object with which the mitzvah is being performed, including also the energy that goes into the speaking, into the movement of the lips, when a person davens and learns and says the Shema, all of this becomes a vehicle for godliness, becomes a dwelling place for God in the lower world. Now the Rebbe takes it a step further, because all that was mentioned until now is because it is involved in the act of a mitzvah. Now the Rebbe takes it a step further in that even those things that were not at the time that we used them serving a mitzvah, it wasn't in the act of a mitzvah that we used them originally, but eventually, because they become part of our life, and our life is devoted to mitzvahs, they eventually also become part of this holiness and part of this dwelling place for God. Let's read it inside. This and more, not only what was mentioned above, in the performance of a mitzvah, that the energy of the animal soul that is clothed in the articulation of speech, in study of Torah or in davening, or similar mitzvahs that involve the speech, or even more so, in the active mitzvah, the mitzvah that is an actual act, they become dwelling place for God, they become a vehicle for godliness. What's more is, had a kol gidulei v'chayusei mehadam, all the growth and the energy of a human being is from the blood, shehu miklipas nega mamosh, which comes from klipas nega, shehein kol eichlenu mashkin she'ochal v'shoso, and that is derived from all the food and the drink that a person eats and drinks. Nasu dam, and they become his blood. Shoyu tachas memshalta, v'yonku chayusa mimeno, and they, all of those things, the food and the drink, were under the domain, the dominion of the klipa, and got its life from klipa, the ata. And now, when the person is doing the mitzvah, he mishapeches mezal l'teiv, all that food, all that drink, and the blood itself is transformed from bad to good, from klipa to holiness, v'nichlel es b'gdusha, and it becomes absorbed into holiness, al yedekei yach nefesh achiyunis, through the power of the animal soul, the strength of the animal soul. Hagodil memeno, since the animal soul's strength derives from those foods and from that drink that the person ate and drank, and this energy of the animal soul is now clothed in the words of Torah, or in this act of a mitzvah, and they, the words of Torah, or the act of the mitzvah, is God's inner will, on which there is no concealment at all, the chayusan nichlal gam kein be'erein sev baruch hu, and therefore their life, their energy, also becomes absorbed into God's light, shehu ritzeinu yisbarich, which is his will. Uvechayusan nichlal ve'ele gam kein keyach nefesh achiyunis, and through their energy, the animal soul itself is also elevated. And through this, the entire existence of klipa, the totality of klipa in the world, is also elevated. Which means all the life that is given to this physical world, to this mundane world. All of that is elevated, kasha kol haneshama v'nefesh olikis shebechol Yisrael, when all the souls, which are godly souls, that every Jew has, hamitzchalek es beprotes l'shishim ribui, which is divided into 600,000 categories, when all those neshamas tekayim kol nefesh protis kol tayag mitzvah ha-Tayra, when each of those souls fulfills all the specific details of Torah, the 613 mitzvahs, 365 negative commandments. Which in avoiding those 365 prohibitions, we separate the 365 arteries or veins that the body has. We separate them from the unholiness, from klipa, that they should not receive any energy or any life from the sin, which would be coming from the three totally dark, evil klipa that are completely unholy, and it's from this totally dark klipa that the 365 prohibited acts derive their life and their energy, as well as those prohibitions that the sages instituted. Shuv leituchal nefesh achiyunis lalis el Hashem, and if that were to happen, then the animal soul would be dragged down to the level of the totally dark klipa, and then it would not be able to be elevated and to be brought back to godliness. Im nitma obitumas hasholish klipas hatmeyes, if it should become contaminated and made unholy by the unholiness of the totally dark klipa, she'ein lahem aliyah le'olam, because they can never be raised up, they can never be elevated, ki im bitul v'havor l'gamer, they can only be rejected and removed. Unlike those things that come from the neutral klipa, which is called klipas nega, although it too is not holiness, but because it is neutral, it can easily be raised and become absorbed into godliness, to where it too becomes literal holiness. Whereas those things that are prohibited, because they derive their life from the totally dark klipa, a klipa that completely blocks out the godliness that is in it, therefore there is no way that we can elevate it and absorb it into holiness. It does not absorb. It doesn't become part of holiness, even if we do a mitzvah with it. So that if a person were to eat an non-kosher food and derive energy from that, and then use that energy to perform a mitzvah, the mitzvah will be a mitzvah, but the energy that he put into it will not be absorbed into the holiness of the mitzvah, but will remain unholy. So by not doing any of the 365 prohibited acts, or the rabbinic prohibitions, we are protecting our animal soul from being dragged down to the level of the totally dark klipa, from which we would not be able to raise it up. We could separate ourselves from it, reject it, jettison the unholiness, and go back to holiness, but we wouldn't be able to bring that back with us. We would have to discard it. As it says, that in the end of days, God will remove the tumah from the world. Not that the tumah will become holy, not that it will be elevated and absorbed into holiness, but that it has to be removed. There's nothing else to do with it. So that's the 365 negative commandments. And then if every neshama, if every soul also observes the 248 positive mitzvahs, mitzvahs asei, the mitzvahs that we're to do, hamshich eirein sev baruch olamato, by which we bring the God's light down into this world, lahalis leyu lekasher uliyachid bei klolus hanefesh achiyunis, sheberemach evri haguf, and through the doing of the mitzvah. When we bring down this godly light, we also raise up and bind and attach and unite the animal soul in general, the total animal soul, which exists within the 248 limbs of the body with which we do the mitzvah, the animal soul becomes united, b'yichud gamur, with a total oneness to this God, to this divine light, the godly light. Li yesh la'achodim mamesh, until they become one and the same. So when every soul observes the 365 prohibitions by avoiding anything that is prohibited, and thereby remaining neutral in his animal soul, and then does the 248 mitzvahs, which are 248 limbs of the body through which we do the mitzvahs, then the animal soul that activates the body in the performance of the mitzvah, the entire animal soul becomes united with that divine light, with the godly light that is revealed in the mitzvah. Which was God's original will, to have this dwelling place in the lower world, and then the animal soul of the Jew becomes for God a vehicle, a chariot, just like the patriarchs. And as we started learning in an earlier chapter, that the patriarchs were the vehicle of godliness, the chariot of God, which was seen in the vision of Yechezkel, in that their body was constantly and exclusively a vehicle for godliness. Every limb of their body, and at all times, was a chariot for godliness, which means that at all times, and every part of their body was always receptive to the revelation of God, where he reveals himself without any concealment whatsoever. God as he is, not as we perceive him, which is God's will, that which God wants rather than that which our neshama wants. And certainly that, not that which our animal soul wants. In this fashion, through the performance of the mitzvahs, even a simple person, person who is not a tzaddik, and he's certainly not a patriarch, and he's not a prophet, even he is a chariot of godliness. He is a dwelling place for God in the true lower world through the act of the mitzvah. In connection with what we're learning here in Tanya, that when all Jews will observe all the mitzvahs, the positive mitzvahs as well as the negative mitzvahs, that prepares the animal soul and makes it a dwelling place for God. And through that, the entire world becomes a dwelling place for God. So we see in the Hayyim Yom of today, on the 24th of Adar, of Adar Rishon, where the Rebbe writes as follows. The Mittler Rebbe once answered Reb Hillel Paritcher, the famous Chassid Reb Hillel of Paritch, on his question, when he asked the Rebbe whether he should recite Chassidus in those cities where he traveled a lot, should he recite Chassidus in those cities, in those townlets, where the people there don't really understand Chassidus. And the Mittler Rebbe said to him that words of Chassidus are understood by the neshama. It says, there's a verse that says, V'nezlin min levonin, that they flow or they drip from Levonin. And Levonin is composed of two words, Lev Nun, Lamed Beis and Nun. Lamed Beis stands for Chachma, because there are 32 paths of Chachma, and Nun stands for Bina, because there are 50 gates of Bina. So Levonin is Lev Nun, it is the Chachma and the Bina of the Neshama, in the Neshama. And Neizlin min Levonin means that when the Neshama hears Chassidus, hears godliness, then it flows, it drips from Levonin, from the Chachma and Bina of in the Neshama, it flows downwards to that part of the Neshama that gives life to the body. And the part of the Neshama that is in the body senses what the Neshama understands and hears. And this causes a strengthening in the performance of positive mitzvahs, the 248 positive mitzvahs, and it also gives us strength in avoiding the evil, the unholiness of the 365 negative commandments.